This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Any job is best done with properly maintained equipment. Over the next year, likely half of your crop inputs are going to come out of the same sprayer and possibly the same nozzles. That's a lot of money and reliance on one machine. And now is a good time to make sure it is calibrated correctly. A properly calibrated sprayer not only ensures the correct amount of application, it ensures better weed control, but it can also save money as well. The first step in sprayer calibration is to fill the sprayer with clean water. You'll likely get some water on you in the process, so make sure the sprayer is clean. Check for leaks, working pressure gauges, and each nozzle is clean and working. Nozzle wear is hard to determine just by looking at it. If in doubt, you need to replace the nozzles. Flow rates increase with nozzle wear, so old nozzles are going to cost more in excessive applications. Step 2 is to make sure the ground speed is accurate to the tachometer. Run a distance at spraying speed and with a loaded sprayer and measure the time it takes and how far the sprayer went. Calculate it out to determine the ground speed. Don't forget that wheel slippage can read speeds faster than actual. Step 3 is to determine spray volume at specific operating pressure. The nozzle manufacturing information should have flow rates based upon operating pressures to determine ounces of flow per minute for that nozzle. Step 4 is where you'll likely get your pants a little wet. Use a graduated cylinder or a catchment pitcher made for calibrating sprayers to collect 1 minute's worth of spray at a constant pressure designed for that nozzle. Record sprayed amounts for each nozzle. Step 5 is to determine the spray rate that would be applied to each acre. There are some phone app calculators for sprayer calibration to help with the calculation. If flow rates are off, then pressures need to be adjusted, and then step 4 repeated to check for spray amounts. As a general rule, it takes 10% less pressure to reduce spray amounts by 5%. If the flow rates are too far off, or the spray nozzles are inconsistent, indicating uneven wearing, then it might be time to replace the nozzles. Even the more expensive ceramic nozzles are cheaper to replace than just a small over-application over thousands of acres. Nozzles can be cleaned, but they cannot be repaired, and remember that a number of phone apps can help with the calibrations. Planters are calibrated in much the same way, except that it's counting seeds rather than collecting water. Calibrated planters to ensure the proper distance between the seeds and the number of seeds per acre has a direct benefit to yields and will likely save on seed cost. If there are any questions over sprayer or planter mechanics, I'd be happy to help how I can, but honestly, with all the different types of equipment, it's probably better to call your equipment dealer. I can help with calculations though, and there are a number of publications and YouTube videos. Give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.